Hey, did you hear the one about the seal that crossed the road? Well, it happened on Saturday near Gurnet Point at the Duxbury Beach Reservation. And joining us now to discuss this further is Sarah McCormick, the Stranding Coordinator for Whale and Dolphin Conservation. Good morning. Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So how did this seal come to be in the middle of a road?
So actually, it's pretty common for seals to come up onto the shore to rest. So we do every once in a while get reports of seals on the beach, and we do ensure that there are no injuries or illnesses that we can observe, and we go from there. So this animal was reported to our stranding response hotline, our emergency animal response hotline, Saturday morning. The animal had come out of the bay, bayside of Duxbury Beach, to rest there and continued up a little bit too far, and I think likely confused the road for beach and a nice place to rest. Unfortunately, that does pose a safety issue, public safety, as well as safety for the animal. So our team did respond to relocate the animal over to the ocean side where the animal had more space to rest.
Now, while some might think that, you know, a seal on the beach or a road like this is necessarily a sign of distress like you might see with whales, that's not necessarily the case with seals from what I understand.
Exactly. So it is an emergency if a whale or a dolphin, if they're on the beach, that they're not supposed to be on the beach. So if you come across one, give our team a call on the hotline number, that's 617-688-6872, and we'll immediately deploy. Seals, however, do come onto shore for a number of reasons, primarily to rest. And then when they feel rested, they'll return to the water on their own. So we try to allow them that space and time to return to the water before we intervene. That way we're not, unnecessarily stressing the animal out in any situation.
Now, from what I understand, this seal actually did return to the water, but then came back to the road again. Is that correct?
Yes. So our team received a report of the animal in the road and immediately deployed to do a visual assessment of the animal to look for injuries or illness. By the time they got out there, the animal had returned to the water, and we stayed around the animal to observe its behavior, watch it swim, and the animal actually came back onto the beach, made its way up into the road again, and at that point our team made the decision to relocate it to the other side of the beach where it would have more space to rest, and it did in fact return to the water immediately after we transported it to that side of the beach.
Now, I know in some cases like this, people may be tempted to approach the seal themselves. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we always want the public to stay back. We recommend 150 feet as the distance. We don't want to stress the animal out unnecessarily, and also they can pose risk to humans and dogs. So we say keep back 150 feet. If you have a concern about the animal, take some pictures, videos, note your location, so give us your GPS coordinates or drop a pin or look around for landmarks. Duxbury Beach has crossovers, for example, so we were told it was after crossover 3 in this case, so note those things. And then call our hotline. Again, that number is 617-688-6872, and we'll work with our team of experts here to work through the situation with you, determine if the animal needs help or if the animal is just resting and will return to the water on its own.
And I got to also, we kind of talked about this a little bit, but how's the seal doing? Doing okay?
We don't know. We don't attach satellite tags to most cases. That is a little bit more of a, invasive process there. We tried not to handle this animal at all since it did look healthy. So we actually use specialized equipment, so these herding boards, to encourage the animal to move into the kennel on the bayside. That way we didn't actually have to touch the animal and stress it out further. So once the animal was in the kennel, then we moved that over to the beach, and again, without handling the animal at all, released it back on the other side. So if we were to attach a tag, that would require additional handling. And if we had a concern about the animal, we would consider that, but we did not in this case.
All right. Well, to learn more about whale and dolphin conservation, visit their website, whales.org. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. We really do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us. And thanks to Duxbury Beach Operations for reporting this and standing by until help was, if we could get help to this animal.
I'm glad it all worked out. Thank you so much.